What's up, everybody? You're now tuning to the Hold On Podcast. I'm your host, Roshan Lindsay. And we say here, in order to go on, you got to hold on. And I want to encourage you guys today to continue to tune in to this sister station. That's right. This is the sister station of Don't Click Comments. Don't Click Comments is under the Hold On Podcast. And what we have here on the Don't Click Comments podcast is a bullying podcast, but more of an anti-bullying podcast. We want to talk about some things. We want to give some solutions and tips, have testimonies, and just hear people's opinions and share their stories on how they was bullied, what they did to stop the bullying, and if some are still suffering and how we can help. So today we're talking about, if you suspect your child is being bullied, there are some do's and don'ts. There are some things that you can see, some signs, some different changes of behavior, you know, grades may be dropping, you know, isolation, certain things like that. And you're starting to wonder what's going on with your child. Why is he or she being so isolated? Why are they being snappy? Why their head down? Why their grades are getting low? Something is going on, but I can't put my finger on it. And maybe sometime your child might be dealing with bullying. Maybe your child may be dealing with being picked on and physically abused at school. Who knows? But there's some do's and don'ts when you're approaching your child, because you want to give them the opportunity to feel safe to share information with you, to let them walls down and let you know what's really going on. So let's get started with the do's. Do's. Do make sure your child knows being bullied is not his or her fault. This is important because a lot of kids weigh heavy on their own hearts that they did something wrong, they're looking wrong, they're dressing wrong, they sound different, you know, certain things that don't fit in to certain other kids or to certain bullies, they feel like they need to change themselves, but it's not their fault. Bullying is not the child's fault, okay? So make them know for sure that it has nothing to do with their appearance and how they are and how they don't try to be like other people so that they can get that weight lifted off of their shoulder. The next one is, do let your child know that he or she does not have to face being bullied alone. You don't have to do life by yourself. You don't have to face bullying by yourself, because we want to encourage our kids to let them know that this is an issue that a lot of children face. They go through a lot of things, and keeping it to yourself, keeping it bottled in, can cause you to explode, dealing with you hurting someone else, committing suicide, hurting yourself, or just not being free from these things. So you don't have to do this alone, and you're not alone. You're not the only one being picked on. And if we can give you the help you need, then we will provide any type of help, any type of solution, in love, to let you know that you have support. The next one is, do discuss ways of responding to children who bully. Now, this is very good because you want to do some role playing. You want to give them some note cards, give them some points, some tips, suggest some things to handle bullying when they're living in real time, when they're not around you, they're not around the parents, they're not around the adults, and it's just kids, and they have a position in being prepared to deal with a bullier. All right. Another one is, do tell your child not to react, but to walk away and get help if pursued. This is very important because you don't want your kid antagonizing, trying to defend themselves, trying to show that they're not a punk or macho in these situations, because it can escalate to violence, it can get worse, and it's not the proper way to solve the situation. So please encourage them to walk away and to get some help. All right. Another one is, do look at your own child's behavior and style of interaction and consider how you might help him or her to handle these types of situations in the future. This is important because sometimes your kid, our kids, sometimes their behavior is inappropriate. Sometimes they may say certain things, they may cause certain situations, and we want to know, based on their behavior, not blaming them, but sometimes, are you saying something to this child? Are you picking with them? Are you joining the crowd, laughing at this person? Are you doing something that is causing this person to bully you? Once again, we're not blaming the child, we're not blaming them, but we want to get to the bottom of it, and we want to understand the scenario and the atmosphere that our children are in while being bullied. So we have to recognize our own kids' behavior. All right. So there's a little couple of do's just to encourage you. So when you're ready to take that step, to, if you see or you suspect that your child is being bullied, a couple of things to start them off with so they can feel comfortable. All right. Now let's get to these don'ts. Don'ts are very important because don'ts are the blockage that most parents sometimes have because kids do not want to share personal things like this with their parents. They keep it to themselves. They keep walls up. They think that we as parents are going to make it worse. They think they're going to be called the punk. They think they're going to be called the wuss. They believe that if they share certain things with us, that it may cause them to come to a place of being a complete hermit and don't share anything. Even if it has nothing to do with bullying, they just keep quiet about everything and start to keep secrets. All right, so let's get these don'ts out the way and make sure we don't do these don'ts. All right, first one. Don't ask children to solve a bullying problem between themselves because of the differences in power. The child who has been bullied will suffer further. This is so true. Bullying problems require adult intervention. This is very, very true because kids are like, who's greater, who's less than. So when your child, my child, any child tries to handle situations without an adult, the bullier is gonna take advantage of your child, our child, my child, anybody's child. They're gonna take advantage of their approach. This gives them more ammo, give them more opportunity to gain a larger crowd in bullying your child or my child or our child. So I want to encourage you to encourage your child. Don't allow them to do things in their own hands, in their own matters, to solve it on their own. They must seek adults at once, because if they don't, it can get worse and the bully will take even more of an advantage of that child. The next one is, don't advise the bully child to fight the child during the bullying. Fighting is a violation of the school conduct code and the child might be seriously injured. Once again, we always grew up sometimes, most of us, not all of us, but we grew up saying, if someone hit you, hit them back. And you know, we thought that sound good, but I'm encouraging you on this podcast to do not encourage your kid to fight back, to hit a child. One, they will get in trouble in school, which is very important. And two, not only can they get injured, but they can injure the person that they're hitting, and it can cause to serious trouble and involving even the authorities. All right, so don't teach your children to hit. All right, another way is, don't try to mediate a bullying situation. Bring together children who are bullied and those who do the bullying to work out the problems between them generally is not a good idea. It may further victimize a child who is being bullied and it sends the wrong message to both parties. This is important because some kids feel like they have no help. They feel like there's no one who's going to understand to delegate the situation where one side is going to get chosen over the other side. So this is important that kids don't try to work things out on their own. They're not mature enough. They have anger. They have behavior issues. Some are immature. We're asking a lot for kids to work things out without any adults. And any kid trying to be the mediator of two kids is not good as well. It's a good start to stop the situation immediately and get some help, but not to actually resolve the entire situation, because kids will continue to hurt, kids will continue to bully, kids will continue to do something if they can get away with it, if you put that much power in their hands. Last but not least, don't focus blame on either child. Instead, gather as much information as possible. We want to have a clear story of what's taking place. We want to get to a place where we don't allow our emotions to go running out to defend our child because we don't know the whole story. But at the same time, we want to be quick to hear our children out. quick to love on them, quick to comfort them, to pray with them, to let them know that you are now involved in the situation and things will change. And as you stay in that lane, you will have more information being poured into you, whether it's with the authorities, whether it's with the school, whether it's with the other parent, and also whether it's with the two children, the parties that are involved. This is important because blame game causes emotions to rise, and one parent might start fighting another parent, and that's not a good example for the kids if we're trying to resolve the situation. All right, so this is Roshan Lindsay. Once again, you are tuned into the Hold On Podcast, but this is our sister podcast. It's called the Don't Click Comments, where we're talking about bullying, and it's called Don't Click Comments because it deals with cyberbullying. Don't click on these fight videos, these videos that are humiliating, that are embarrassing people. People are uploading them, they're clout chasing, they're trolling certain people, they're hurting people, and people are being depressed, insecure, and even committing suicide because of these videos. So that's why this is called Don't Click. But if you suspect your child is being bullied, see the signs, see the grades, see the behavior, see the mannerism, see the eye contact, see the jumpiness about them, see how long they're on the phone and on the computer, and watch those things and approach them in love. Approach them in love. And I guarantee you that God will open their heart, God will turn their heart, and as you continue to pray and intervene with other adults, the problem will get better and better and better towards the solution. Have a blessed day. God bless.